AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew an upside-down American flag in his yard after the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The inverted flag is a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign, alleging President Biden stole the 2020 election. Jody Cantor reported the story for the Times.
The question of whether or not one or more of these justices are biased is a huge one.
Alito says the upside-down flag was his wife's response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. Powerful storms leaving four dead and widespread damage in Houston. Power out to 800,000 in Texas this morning and another 150,000 in Louisiana. President Biden says he's taking steps to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug under federal law. Honda recalling more than 185,000 Ridgeline trucks from the 2020 to 2024 model years. The issue is with the rearview camera wiring. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The tree-killing emerald ash borer is confirmed in all but one of Wisconsin's counties. Burnett County is the only county where the pest hasn't been found. State wildlife officials say it's not too late to save Wisconsin's ash trees. Landowners should avoid moving infested firewood and burn wood only from the local area. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, touting the Biden administration's economic record to black voters.
We don't lack for talent. We don't lack for skills. We don't lack for good ideas and innovative thought. But there are those who, with all of that, lack for access.
Harris points to better access to housing, job creation, small business investment, and forgiving student loans and medical debt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Police shot and killed a man after he allegedly stabbed a woman in Beloit. Thursday afternoon, Beloit officers responded to Frederick Street, where they say they found a man with a knife and the hurt woman. The officers say they shot the man to keep him from harming another person believed to be in the house. Beloit PD says they were wearing body cameras. The woman stabbed is in stable condition. It's beloved here in Wisconsin, and this weekend, people will be playing euchre for a title. The World Euchre Championships are in New Glarus Saturday and Sunday. The winner gets a championship belt. Think of the ones you get in wrestling. There's food, vendors, a big music festival, and money raised will go toward building a new inclusive playground. Board member Mary Siegenhalter can't wait.
When I learned about the euchre tournament, I was like, holy cow, this is just awesome.
At least 450 competitors will participate, and there are still spots open for single players on Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a three-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left four dead and over 1 million without power in Houston, and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamp showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers game schedule for the fall. Five games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. Six of the Packers draft picks were signed this week. Three more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, you've heard about them, and they're coming to a neighborhood close to you. Zombie cicadas are on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Miss Winebanks, have you heard of any of these lawyers? I've got Robert Cheely, Kenneth Chesborough, Jeffrey Clark, Matthew DiPerno, John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, Michael Farino, Rudy Giuliani, Julia Haglia. I got a long list. Have you heard of any of these people?
I have.
Are you aware as to whether or not any of them have faced criminal penalties?
Yes, and also been disbarred or suspended.
Oh, we know her.
Two of our favorite women in the universe, Jill Winebanks and Jasmine Crockett. One more.
So they've had some issues, but these are the hand-picked lawyers for Trump. I'm assuming that y'all have never been Trump lawyers, Mr. Trustee or Mr. Costello.
No, I was for a year.
Oh, you were? And you still have your bar card?
I'm sorry?
You still have your bar card?
Yeah, well, unless I get targeted for daring to represent a former president.
You have absolutely done a lot better than most that deal with him. So good for you.
That was a bless your heart under there.
Yeah.
There was a slight bless your heart under the good for you.
Oh, God bless her. Rachel, the girl in the bubble, plastic bubble in Minneapolis, with some AOC love. Hello.
Hi, oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, baby girl.
I just want to ask if you can isolate that sound clip because I could listen to it for hours.
That'll be the official
really
salutation
to it every morning.
Of female callers to the show now. Oh.
Oh, girl.
Girl. Baby girl. All right. Thank you, Rachel. Yes, we should. Let's isolate that. Good, nicely. Oh, speaking of, was it All My Favorite Women Day yesterday in Congress? Also, Stacey Plaskett.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, of the Virgin Islands.
Oh, yes.
It wouldn't be if I went. They wouldn't be virgins anymore. Okay.
Trump is charged in these cases because there is sufficient evidence to reasonably believe that he committed almost 100 serious crimes. Mm-hmm. In this country, no one should be above the law.
Thank you.
So just for a little legal lesson, I strongly suspect the defendant may be watching, or his minions, or others. No, Donald, even a president can't shoot someone on Fifth Avenue in broad daylight and get away with it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've loved her ever since the impeachment.
One to more. My Republican counterparts in the majority, you claim that you want to fight a weaponized executive branch. You do so by calling in far-right witnesses to spew conspiracies about a deep state or by calling witnesses who have testified under oath that they literally are missing parts of their brain and another who self-identified as a time traveler from Canada. That, my friends, is the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government.
Come on. Everybody on our side is so smart and funny. I would like to see RFK Jr.'s dead brain worm testify. I want him to do the debate just so Joe Biden can say, you brought me an abnormal brain? Okay, sorry. Oh, well, pardon me.
I think we would have to zombify the dead brain worm.
Yes.
If it's dead, then it
all
can't
right.
really
Yeah.
testify.
Dead brain worm zombie, of course,
okay.
is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Midas Touch, our friends, tweeting, multiple sources at the Trump trial are telling us that Todd Blanche is doing a very bad job. Mm. He may be less effective than Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Wow. That is... Now, that
takes some doing.
They say he spent the last 5 minutes before lunch yelling during the cross-exam of Cohen as the prosecution's objections were sustained. He doesn't know his exhibits. He's sloppy, bad command of the facts, not prepared. Some have described his cross-exam to me as disjointed, weird, and amateurish. Cohen apparently is holding his own and doing well. And I'm glad to hear Glenn say this thing that some people were saying was a bombshell was not. And it's that's what I don't get is they're looking for these Perry Mason, aha, you lied moments. And you're like, right, I already said that. It's all out. It's already all been out there with Michael Cohen before. Anyway. Also, future husband stat, which I haven't. Let me blow some dust off
that. You haven't had that since you came out.
Right. This guy.
That was your cover.
Man holds bootlicker sign behind the Republicans at the press conference outside of Trump's criminal trial. Okay, that one, an anarchy princess, also the one that arrests Peter Navarro whenever he gets arrested.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, you know.
All the time.
Right. Yes. Chris, who said, I don't think anything could animate the phrase do nothing Congress more than missing votes and canceling hearings to go up and be a spectator at your cult leader's criminal trial. Who said that?
Captain Crunch.
No, Eric Swalwell. You already played it last hour. You just played it.
You know what? Sometimes Eric Swalwell likes to dress up as Captain Crunch.
Right. Okay. Or Captain Morgan.
I think you're making that up. Okay. Lauren Boebert, who I don't need I say anymore. First of all, it was really just here. There she is with creepy, rapey McForehead, Matt Gaetz. Remember him like looming in the back of Michael Cohen's testimony during Congress? They're just like they're all a bunch of thugs and bullies, like their co-leader, right? They're trying to stare him down and intimidate him. I mean, I expected Lauren Boebert to lend a hand. That's what she does. She was there for the handy J.
Well, as long as you play with her nipples.
Okay, right. And then, but again, that was only the second dumbest thing she did yesterday. She earlier in the day said President Trump, when he was in office, underwent testing for his cognitive dissonance.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Right. And then she screwed up the word teleprompter in trying to say that Joe Biden misspeaks.
Right.
Someone called it the vocabulary.
The vocabulary.
Vocabulary.
That's good.
Oh, also her teenage son, Tyler Boebert, was in court 7 days ago without his mother and without a lawyer. But here she is in court for Donald Trump.
Mother of the year.
Talk about cognitive dissonance. I mean dissidence.
He doesn't have she can afford a lawyer for him. She makes enough money.
Sure?
That's your Republican family values party.
She makes $174,000 a year. She makes enough money.
God. It's your family values party, right?
She's there for that guy, but not even her own son.
Right.
Okay. She tweeted, they may have gagged President Trump. They didn't gag me. Fill in your own joke there. They didn't gag the rest of it. Why is it the fraud Michael Cohen, blah, 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 witch hunt, et cetera. Midas Touch said it's very obvious Donald Trump is directing his courtroom guests to violate the gag order. Mm-hmm. Boebert gives away the game here because she's the dumbest one.
Yeah.
So she says like all the exact same things that Donald Trump has said as if like completely dictated to her. She put the, in dictated. I can't get enough. Handy J's for everyone. Okay, sorry. George Conway said, Lauren Boebert just walked into the courtroom. Please pray we do not have a power failure. Because that's she automatically
funny.
Starts giving him.
That's just funny.
The lights are out.
That's funny.
Okay. Joyce Vance said, in court today with Trump, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, when you can get these two but not your wife in court, it's got to register with the jury.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite. It was a reporter yelling, where's Melania?
Mm-hmm.
Trump. I mean, That says everything you need to know, right?
And the jury's noticing that.
Eric's there.
Someone wrote. Barron's not going to be a delegate anymore. And they wrote, like, that Melania wrote the excuse and said he is not going to be there because his father goes f***ing whores. And it was spelled F-A-H.
Yeah.
You know, in her accent.
Right, exactly.
In her accent.
We have a graduation to watch today.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
He's graduating today.
That's right.
Barron is graduating.
Is that his name? Right.
We got to see if Daddy's there.
He's got to show up now.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Joyce Vance, she wrote about. I have always said I think Samuel Alito is the most despicable.
He is. He's awful.
A bunch of despicable right-wing hacks on the Supreme Court. So this is so out of Trump's playbook too. He was quick to blame his wife when it was discovered that a MAGA symbol was displayed in his front yard as the high court was considering an election case. That excuse doesn't hold water, according to Joyce Vance. It was the upside down flag. She said, here's what I did not anticipate in January of 2021. For several days around January 17th, to be precise, both after the insurrection on the 6th, while the Supreme Court was still considering whether to hear an election-related case, the inverted flag associated with the Stop the Steal movement was flying on a flagpole on Justice Alito's lawn. We know it's true because Justice Alito blamed his wife when asked.
Yep.
As though a sitting Supreme Court justice, upon pulling up to his home and seeing the flag, wouldn't immediately take it down and say, honey, I understand your feelings, but as a justice on the United States Supreme Court, I must avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Mm-hmm. And that flag conveys a political sentiment that is affront to the rule of law. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, in some normal world, you would think that.
Yes.
Right. So this was per hallway pool. Trump arrived carrying a stack of papers.
As usual.
Jody feels your pain. Someone else is required to print out the entire internet every day.
Yep.
Speaking to pool cameras, he said that a lead person from the DOJ is running the trial.
No.
So Biden's office is running this trial. No. This seems to be a reference to a Matthew Colangelo who had previously worked at the DOJ. But so obviously, once again, a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And secondly, of course, it violates the gag order again. It's okay. As some have noted, Anna Bauer tweets, as some have noted, Trump's gag order prohibits him from making public statements about the district attorney's staff with intent to materially interfere with the counsel's work on the case. I mean, I don't know. Jody, Law and Order, hello.
Yes.
Pay attention.
Yes. Yes.
What you think he'll do, because we're so close to the end of the trial. I mean, this really is like, I think, Trump trying to throw a bomb in the end of this trial by getting thrown in jail. Like, he's literally taunting the judge, right?
Well, I heard that I want to say it was Joyce Vance or somebody else said he could charge him and put him in jail, but after the trial's over. He could say, yes, I'm going to put you there, but wait until the trial is over. And then he's going to jail whether he's convicted or not because something wrong.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll just wait and send him go to jail for real.
I prefer that, but I'll take what I can get.
Oh, God. Noel Castler, our buddy up, who will join us in New York, Sexy Liberal. Oh, my God, we're getting more and more exciting panelists for Sexy Liberal every second. He said, the thing that scares me about the rise of MAGA is not only the echoes of World War II-era fascism, it's that people who fell for that evil, Nazis, for example, were so much better educated than GOP Trump supporters. I've yet to meet a MAGA I would trust not to look the other way. Oh, God, I hate to say that. Nazis, but dumber.
Right.
Yeah.
Original Nazis.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. That's just a good... And scene for America.
Yeah.
Except for the people that were yelling Beetlejuice at Lauren Boebert.
Oh, I wish the audio had been better.
And the bootlicker guy.
Yeah.
I wish the audio had been better.
That gives me hope for America. All right. Hal Sparks coming up. Frangela coming up 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by PowerLife High Impact Protein.
Wait
till you see Albuquerque. Chris LaVoy muscles coming at you in person. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Powered by PowerLife.
The camera does not add muscles. Those are all for real, man. Just saying. PowerLife High Impact Protein right there. His whey protein is right there.
Yep.
Jody, I have my plant protein upstairs. One scoop. Bam. What do you like? Strawberry? Vanilla? There's a strawberry vanilla mix.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate?
You know what's really good?
Mm-hmm.
Mix it with just a little bit of
water.
No, mix it with just a little bit of water, and you can make a syrup out of it, for, like put on ice cream.
Ooh. Oh, and get extra protein.
Exactly.
Fantastic. It supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Tony Horton of P90X invented it. HMB, it's a it's a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. We exercise also, which we highly recommend, but I'm just saying this can be your spotter, man.
Yeah.
Okay. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code fitness to save 30%, and you get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use...
Stephanie Miller.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know? Spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn. Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should.
Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hal Sparks coming up for the next half hour.
But not in studio. I changed
no,
it.
No, thank you.
You don't have any proof that I wrote it wrong now. Mm.
I have it right there in my dumpster.
I have a shredder.
And Friday's with Frangela. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, she tweeted, Lauren Boebert is in court to support Trump today and probably planning on jerking off a juror or two.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And Rude Pundit said, erection interference.
Yeah, that's funny.
Rude Louise Pundit.
That's funny.
Okay. That was what the usher at the Beetlejuice did. He engaged in erection interference because, you know, she was just getting going.
That's not what it sounds like.
That was him dialing her combination locks.
Yep.
And she was shucking the mister's cob, as JoJo from Jurors says.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, Paula Poundstone. You know what? She's the opposite of Trump in that she takes responsibility for everything.
She does.
She knocked us off the internet last Friday. She was under the house chewing wires. She admitted to it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she tweets, "Dear Stephanie of the Stephanie Miller Show, you know the email from the guy who said he listened for 4 seconds and your show was awful. Your voice is awful and your guests are awful. I think those were my 4 seconds and I feel awful." You're right, Paula. He's probably met you.
Well,
thank you for taking responsibility for that.
Yes, yes.
For the awfulness of my show. Okay. Although, we got into a thing yesterday about, you know, dangers of the 70s and that we were going to be eaten by piranhas.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Jody and I have had, let's just say, like most women, you know, weight, body image issues. So we were always concerned with how long it would take a school of piranhas to eat, you know, because they always had that example of the elephant.
Uh-huh.
Jody, you're not going to like this, but the Hunchback of North Dallas says, piranhas don't usually attack humans. Smaller species are actually scared of us. That said, Steph, 1:23, Jody, 1:30. No, don't. Jody is thinner than I am.
No, I'm not.
She's going to think about that all weekend.
No, I'm not. She's thinner than I am.
It's going to take a school of piranhas 7 more seconds to eat.
No.
To issue a trigger warning?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Yeah, because that would have happened to school of piranhas. Okay.
That's not what he meant.
Yeah, no, that's not what I meant at
that's
all.
Not what he meant at all.
No.
Sue in Rockville. Hello. Hello, Sue.
Hi there. I love AOC,
yes.
And I know you guys all think of me as a nice Jewish grandma living in Rockville,
yes.
But you know I'm from the Bronx, and you don't mess around with us Bronx girls. I am now a member of Hell's Angels because I met a Hell's Angels guy, and when he heard I was from the Bronx, he went, "I'm not worthy. You're automatically a member of our club." So now I'm going to be Hell's Angel Mima.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, don't mess with a Bronx Mima. Listen,
yeah.
I hear you.
Never met with us Bronx girls.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Kevin the Hilarious Gay in Chicago in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
Hi.
I have a parliamentary inquiry. I did have a point of order from before, but I know I'm coming up on a hard break. So when I was a question for you, going way back to when we were talking about beef curtains.
Uh-huh.
Chris, right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and then the caller called in and said her husband refers to them as mud flaps.
That's not what
I feel like
are.
Mud flaps is more backdoor than
backdoor.
Front
it
door.
Is backdoor. It is backdoor.
Backdoor.
It is
backdoor.
Ew. Big Bottom, the
okay,
song
good.
Big Bottom.
I'll call in Monday for my point of order.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All of it's making me hot, hot, hot. Thanks so much, Kevin. Open those mud flaps for daddy. That's, you know what, that would almost turn me straight. Just man coming through.
Mud flaps are the rear door.
Yeah, they are. Because if you listen to the song Big Bottom by Spinal Tap, they talk about my girl's mud flaps.
Okay, so meat curtains would be the front door.
Right.
For ladies.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's
on the porch.
Yeah. Like the way reenact that scene from Rocky inside your meat curtains. How you doing? Yo. Okay.
Really? Yeah, I know. I got
okay.
it.
That's if you like it rough.
Well, we got a peek into your psyche.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
Larry in Minneapolis. Hello.
Hey, guys. I really love the fact when you came here, you brought me up from the doom and the gloom of what we hear every day.
Yes.
And here's the trick for all of us. is that we get this constant barrage of impossible garbage. When I saw your show, it just wiped all that away. It inspired me. It motivated me. Anyone who can hear me from Albuquerque, from Minneapolis, get to the show.
Yes.
Aw, thank you, Larry. We appreciate it. We love it, too. We love, love, love getting to see you in person and hug you. 29 minutes after the hour, speaking of which, Hal Sparks next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton for the state party convention this weekend. State Chair Brian Schimming says the GOP has a chance to win over some traditional Democratic voters.
They have slipped with Latino voters, African-American voters, younger voters, women voters. Every poll you see, it consistently shows those 4 points.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. 9 people and 2 organizations are the Governor's Service Awards winners. They were honored at a ceremony this week. The awards honor outstanding Wisconsin volunteers, AmeriCorps members and volunteers, and national service organizations that address serious social needs in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Dane County lifeline for people in need is getting a huge new home. The River Food Pantry has raised more than $11 million of its $12 million goal for a new location, triple the size of the one they have now. They're serving more people than ever before, about 2,500 a week. That $11 million comes from donors, a federal grant, and both Dane County and the City of Madison. The new center is expected to open next summer. This weekend is an inaugural event aimed at keeping Latinx people and their babies safer during pregnancy, delivery, and the postpartum period. In Dane County, Hispanic and Latinx infant mortality has doubled since 2016. Roots for Change is working to change that. The group is hosting Somos Raíces this weekend. The conference focuses on improving the lives of Latinx families, especially during the delicate time of a new baby. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, you know, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I have to pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer, director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Q.gov. That's AHRQ.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
budget cuts the main federal grant program that local departments use to hire officers. How is that not proposing to defund the police?
I haven't looked into the details of the RSC budget.
Look into
the Speaker of the House hasn't looked into the details
of a budget
about he and his party cutting funding for police, federal officers being hired. Yep.
Okay. He hasn't looked into that yet.
Yep.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, great. Will he gather that information and get it back to us?
Uh-huh.
To us. Okay, fantastical. Oh, by the way, I read this earlier, but I have to read it again. Antifa from Chicago. Yarnover on Twitter, actually.
Right.
Said, I was at Walgreens looking for my CoQ10 supplements. I saw a box of some other supplements with ashwagandha on the label, so I blurted out, ashwagandha! I don't think she had a conch with her. And a person in the next aisle yelled, Stephanie, hashtag community.
I don't believe
that. I don't believe that.
I do believe it.
I don't believe,
I don't believe it.
I own ashwagandha.
I don't believe it.
All right, here's the reason we have to go to Albuquerque tomorrow.
Okay.
Because what do we always say about the Republican Party in general? The cruelty is the point.
That's right.
Right? It's a bug, not it's a feature, not a bug, excuse me. Albuquerque has violated a court order and its own policies by discarding the personal property of thousands of homeless people who have lost medications, birth certificates, IDs, treasured family photos, and the ashes of loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
This is in ProPublica.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me? What's that smirky a-hole? Jesse Waters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He started, do you remember working for Bill O'Reilly, pestering homeless people?
Yeah.
On TV for entertainment,
yeah.
Right? Like heckling them, like, you know, being a smart ass, like going up to them with a microphone. And I just thought, like, the meanness didn't start with Christy Noman shooting puppies in the face. It's people that have, first of all, unhoused people, they're actually people.
Right.
They've actually had lives and they've fallen on hard times and making it worse. That sounds like that's their basic idea. Okay, Patrick, this is why we need some love. We need a love letter. Patrick in Rockford, Illinois. Mama, thank you for reading that letter from Chris. Chris was the guy that had VIP tickets to Madison.
Oh, yeah. Right?
But he got social anxiety. I hooked him up with Karen. He's going to do the meetups, hopefully. And the den mother, Karen, in Chicago.
Yep.
I have my own struggles with anxiety. I came close to noping out of going to Madison Sexy Liberal and wasting the hour drive once I parked my car. I did end up noping out of the meet and grope a little early, a little after I met you. Oh, well, a lot of times people meeting me is the precursor. To
yeah, then they realize you smell like a goat.
Take you to that gravel pit?
Why are you still here?
I don't know. I have no idea.
25 years later, I don't understand. If I didn't have the low self-esteem I have, mister... thank you. He goes on to say, you were a vision of beauty, grace, and kindness. Thank you!
That smelled like a goat.
Shut up. He didn't say anything about
smelled
that.
Smelled like a goat.
I do not smell like a... I smell like wine and roses, mostly wine. Okay. I felt a panic attack coming on. It was too late for me to employ my normal strategy of puffing a little bit of indica to calm myself down. I wish I could have stayed to meet and talk to everyone. Chris, not the beefcake over there on the board. I want you to know that you are not alone, the other Chris that wrote in.
Right.
And that there's at least one person who understands. I've noped out of events and commitments in the past because of intense anxiety. I've been a single loser for a while now because even the thought of trying to put myself out there can induce a panic attack. I induce panic attacks in others, so that's I understand too. Though
I feel all of their pain.
I'm single for any number of reasons.
Yeah, I'm very much an introvert, so I feel all this.
God, because
yes.
You're such a loudmouth a-hole on this show.
Well, I'm in here with two people that I know,
and
so
you smell like a gym sock.
Well, I deserve that.
I'm staying out of this fight, Mom and Dad.
I think I speak for everyone in the family when I say we love you. Well, Patrick and Rockford, thank you. A vision of beauty, grace, and kindness, Chris.
That smells like a goat.
Butt-ass cake.
Okay. Where is Al Sparks?
I don't know.
Is this the second time he's going to stiff me?
He showed up last week when we weren't on.
I'm going to punch him right in the D before he goes on stage tomorrow.
Yeah, last week he thought we were punishing him by not letting him in the Zoom room because he didn't make
write
it
to him and
previous.
Say, write to him and say, are you mad at us?
I will.
Tell him I'm going to punch him in the D right before he goes on stage.
Are you punishing us for last week?
Yeah.
He is punishing us. He has the power.
DJ in Oregon. Hey, DJ. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
So does the group think that RFK Jr. will eventually worm his way onto the debate stage? And doesn't he sound a lot like Martin Short's impersonation of Katharine Hepburn?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I've been able to employ, because, you know, I only have imitations of dead people now because I'm 1,000 years old.
Right.
Yeah, so.
That's one of them.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I've been able to re-employ that. Vaccines are poison. See, that's me doing. All right, let's do. Damn you, Hal. David in.
yeah. Hal is bringing out everything. Yeah.
David in Miami. Hello. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. So can we call you Professor of Tom Hartman University?
Yes.
Once you're done in Portland?
Yes.
Because I got to.
I taught him everything he knows.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
As one does, yes.
Yes.
My question is, can we get Burt Ward to put back together the anti-lunatic squad we saw in the old 60s Batman? You know, because I can think of a few people who are clearly a threat to themselves and others.
Yeah.
You know, not to put a worm in your ear, but some people need help.
All right. That's too many worm jokes in one segment. Okay. Can I just when we think the bar cannot get lowered on the Republican side, this is Representative Greg Murphy. He's a Republican of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to text my sister Mary again and say what the actual with North Carolina, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Awful. And again, here's the thing, is they know people like, you know, whether it's Hillary Clinton, but in this case, President Biden is too busy, too important, too, you know, above this to sue him. But this is what they've created. You can just go on TV and say anything, right? Like, just make complete lies about people based on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically is accusing Biden of being on drugs.
Yes.
Right.
Even Maria Bartiromo, her eyes got even farther apart than a flounder.
Yes, they did.
She was like, what now? Because they're probably a little nervous, too, about being sued. Fox has just had to pay $1 billion.
I would imagine.
But they think it's okay to just, like, so this is him yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, look, I'll just be very plain and simple. I was in the State of the Union address, and Joe Biden must have been jacked up on something that day. I absolutely believe that from a medical viewpoint, and actually have a little bit of good knowledge that happened. He can't stand it. He can't stand under the lights for that long, and I don't think he can keep a concept in his brain that long.
He's talking about his widely praised State of the Union address.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, based on stuff he just pulled out of his ass.
Asher, what do you mean when you say he was jacked up at the State of the Union?
I believe they gave him something to help him sustain the lights and sustain the vigor that he had. That was not Joe Biden. I was in there. He screamed for 2 hours.
Did he not scream?
No. Maria Bartiromo finally got some depth perception.
Okay, one more.
You know, maybe we can talk offline and I'll show you something, and I think that proves that.
Well, you'll show me what?
I think I can have some evidence that shows that he was given something before then.
Okay. I think I can have some evidence.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll talk later. I mean, that is so...
Yeah.
First of all, you can tell she knows that he's full of...
Yeah.
Like, what now? You're going to show... It's like, that is the lowest, right? That's the some say... Like, oh, I'm hearing, or oh, I'll show you stuff off air.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, bull. Anyway, in a normal world, like, that guy would get his ass sued off.
Yep.
Okay. Merrick Garland. What? I didn't say anything bad.
He did good yesterday.
Yes. Thank you. But first of all, he should never have had this stupid Robert Hur thing should never have happened in the first place. This report should never have been, again, we've created this new, what's the word? Precedent. When you don't charge someone, you don't charge them. And that's it.
Yeah.
You don't like blah, 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 you know.
Well, you're not charging him. You say the reasons you're not charging him, but you don't have to expand upon it.
Here's what I think. Here's my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean, James Comey. It's his opinion Hillary Clinton was careless. Most experts say no.
Right.
She didn't disclose any classified information.
Right.
There was one email with one small C notation. It's like that was completely conjecture on his part, as was Robert Hur's whole ridiculous thing. So anyway, now the fact that they want the audio, Merrick Garland on that. Merrick.
We have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure that the committees
get responses to their legitimate requests. But this is not one. To the contrary, this is one that would harm our ability in the future to successfully pursue sensitive investigations.
Yes, that's the other point. Of course, you know, if you, people know that you're going to release the audio, you're going to have, it's going to chill people from coming
testifying
forward.
And doing anything.
Exactly.
There have been a series of unprecedented and frankly unfounded attacks on the Justice Department. This request, this effort to use contempt as a method of obtaining our sensitive law enforcement files is just the most recent. The effort to threaten to defund our investigations and the way in which there are contributions to an atmosphere that puts our agents and our prosecutors at risk, these are wrong.
Yep. Thank you. By the way, I missed the end of this Maria Bartiromo interview. You know what else this idiot said?
What?
Murphy? He was talking. Yeah, Murphy was talking about Biden on the beach somewhere.
Yeah.
And he said, you can see his surgical scar on the back of his neck where he had his face lift. Maria Bartiromo said, oh, I'd like to follow up and see more of that. That's really compelling. What?
It's not compelling.
This is just, it's become just like gossip. Yep. Oh, I hear you. I mean, because Trump said Biden was coked up. Oh, my God, which pretty rich for someone with a coke head of a son, allegedly.
No, he said it.
Oh, do I have
He said it. Don Jr.
Do I have to say allegedly?
Coke. Yeah. He said it. Don Jr.'s on coke. He personally said that.
Okay. But I just, they've become just like
Don
Marjorie.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
See? Just Marjorie
Don
Taylor.
Jr.'s on coke.
See? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's just, they've become just this, like, with your eyelashes. Like, it's just like, really? I hear Joe Biden has a plastic surgery. So it's like, what? And he's,
so
he's all coked
does?
Up.
So what if he does? Who cares?
Okay, but he doesn't have any evidence of anything. He's just gossiping. Mm-hmm. Ay, yeah, yeah. Okay, is this really, this is the best they've got, is Mitt Romney?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to be voting for President Trump. I made that clear. I know for some people, a character is not the number one issue. It is for me. When someone has been, determined by a jury to have committed sexual assault, that's not someone who I want my kids and grandkids to see as president of the United States.
Rapist, say it.
Say it.
Rapist.
Say it.
Okay. America is an extraordinarily resilient country. We just had this extraordinary pandemic, and yet our economy is strong, low levels of unemployment. It's extraordinary.
That's an ad for Joe Biden.
Extraordinary.
That's an ad for Joe Biden.
This is the best amuse-bouche I have ever had at Deerfield Country Club.
It's an ad for Joe Biden.
Okay.
50 years ago, leaders in the Republican Party walked into the White House and told a criminal president he needed to step down. This week, leaders in the Republican Party went up to that trial, stood outside the courthouse, and attacked our legal system. How does that make you feel about Republicans right now?
Yeah, I think it's a terrible fault for our country to see people attacking our legal system. That's an enormous mistake.
That is true.
Yes.
But he went on.
But I can also say, I think President Biden made an enormous error.
Oh, no.
He should have fought like crazy to keep this prosecution from going forward.
What?
It was a win-win for Donald Trump. If Donald Trump is exonerated...
Is that Joe Biden's job? Or is that the... Shouldn't there be a separation?
I've been around for a while. If LBJ had been president and he didn't want something like this to happen, he'd have been all over that prosecutor saying, you better not bring that forward or I'm going to drive you out of office.
That's not true.
Okay. But... can he just stop talking at a certain point?
Please?
He'll say three things that
are like, okay, and then boom.
What? First of all, that plays into Trump saying this is a Biden prosecution.
Right.
How is he
not.
Really? He's supposed to call a Manhattan prosecutor and say, stop this?
Mm-hmm.
What a... okay. Oh, wait.
But I'm pretty sure you support having separate but equal branches of government.
I do, but I also... let me tell you, I mean, you may disagree with this, but had I been President Biden... when the Justice Department brought an indictment, so I would have immediately pardoned him. I'd have pardoned President Trump. Why? Well, because it makes me, President Biden, the big guy, and the person I pardoned, the little guy. And number two, it's not going to get resolved before the election. It's not going to have an impact before the election. And frankly, the country doesn't want to have to go through prosecuting a former president.
Yes, they do. The vast majority of Americans, absolutely. That's you admitting that someone is above the law.
And not realizing that President Ford didn't get elected, because he never technically got elected president, didn't get elected in 76 because of the pardoning of Nixon.
Thank you. The American people were very much against. It didn't bring the temperature down.
It did.
You know, you can
I'm getting Joe Weinbanks on the phone right now.
Mitt Romney can shut up and go play with his dressage horse.
Because you're the only one on camera.
All right.
There you go.
So alone. So cold. So alone, so Hal. Cool. Thanks for showing up, Hal.
Apparently others had reminded him three times yesterday.
I'm going to punch him right in the D right before he goes on stage.
All right. Can't wait to see that.
All right.
Can't wait to deal with that aftermath.
I'm just kidding. It's going to be a little rougher than usual during a boberting demonstration.
I see.
Uh-oh.
So he'll be a little more turgid than usual?
Yes. Okay. 50 minutes. The comedy will, yes.
Right. Oh.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's dogs. It's Dr. Modi's dogs. They are. It's Benny and Clyde. Can I just say, Jody, you know how polite they've gotten? You know, normally when they decide it's time to get up, which can be kind of any time, mm-hmm. not really when anywhere near my alarm necessarily, right. I get a Bonnie tongue in the ear, and I get a Clyde paw in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning I was like, and they understood that. I was like, no, not yet. And then Bonnie went back to her position as a Russian hat on top of my head. She was like, okay. She crawled back on the pillow on my head.
That's adorable.
And Clyde laid down. Because you're good dogs. Because they know. They know if mom was cranky, they don't get their Dr. Marty's
That's
Nature's
true.
Blend on time. Okay. I'm just saying doggies go crazy. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. A lot of stuff that you're buying, they cook it on high heat. That means, bam, most of the nutrients are gone. What the? I'm just saying, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, shelf stable, dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. It's gloppy and messy and it expires. Nature's Blend, freeze-dried, raw. It has the optimum amount of nutrients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It's all in there. It's in a flavor and a texture they find irresistible. 54% off right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller, or you can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
Don Jr.'s on Coke.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I take my buttery soft cozy earth bedding with me to elevate my summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. I just tuck my Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up. Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Don't forget, use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. CozyEarth.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Well, Hal Sparks tweeted the headline, "Sorry, inflation doomers, we're heading in the right direction." This headline, the Dow Jones crossed 40,000 for the first time in its history on Thursday, historic feat that Fox News reported.
Barney was very excited about it.
The stock market soared under President Biden, despite Trump long declaring it would crash as soon as he got into the office. Boy, I hope that comes up at the debate. Biden is going to destroy him on the facts. Because he can't get away with his stupid lies.
Right.
You can't get away with unemployment was 13% under you. It's 3-point-something now.
Right.
Boom. Right. I love this. Biden-Harris headquarters said 4 years ago today, question, now we've got 33 million people filing for unemployment. We've got 20% unemployment potentially. Trump, nobody blames me for that.
Yes.
Everyone blames you.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. And one last one. Hal said GOP is poll-jacking, and the New York Times is assisting them. That's why their likely voters have such high incidence of them never having voted. It's because the Times is chasing phantom voters with fake names. Why? The Trump campaign is trying to create the illusion of a boost caused by the indictments and court cases. The New York Times only makes money on a horse race if it's close. It also provides smoke to cover their Gaza walkbacks. Mm-hmm. Morning Joe said the same thing about this New York Times polling. We'll talk more about that and Fridays with Frangela next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview Sit and Demai in Stoughton, a Norwegian fest. Also, Willie Nelson's in Madison, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.